Good morning, everyone. Today, we're going to focus on the physiology of emotions. What happens in our bodies when we feel emotions such as fear or anger or love? When you feel a strong emotion, your body has a physiological reaction. For example, the other day, I was crossing the street and a car came around the corner. It was going pretty fast. It almost hit me. Luckily, I jumped back and was safe. Now, you can probably imagine how I felt physically after that happened. My heart was beating faster, my hands were shaking, and I actually felt kind of sick to my stomach. All of these are physiological reactions. Some other examples might be that you sweat or you breathe more quickly. Your face becomes red or you might cry. So, how does this happen? Well, when you are feeling stress, the body creates adrenaline. Adrenaline is a hormone that helps your body move quickly. When you breathe faster and your heart beats more quickly, you get more air. This is the air you need to fight or to run away fast. The name for this kind of physiological response is the fight or flight response. Fight or flight means to either fight or run away. Now, an individual may have the same kind of physical reactions in completely different situations. For example, what happened to my body after I almost got hit by a car is quite similar to what I might feel if I were really angry, right? I mean, when I'm really angry, my heart beats faster, my hands might shake, and I could feel a little sick. But I label the feeling differently according to the situation. We don't really understand yet how this happens. When I am in a stressful situation, why do I label it fear in one situation and anger in another? How do I identify individual emotions? Do I have the physical reaction first and then call it fear? Or do I first recognize that I am afraid and then have the reaction? It gets quite complicated because we don't know which comes first. Or does one cause the other? These are the questions scientists want to answer. There are several different theories, but no clear answer yet. There's a lot of research still going on. One thing is certain, and that is that the physiological response, what we feel in our bodies when we feel a strong emotion, is very real and very important. After the break,